Program from the Windows, Doors, and More studio, your locally owned and operated kitchen and bath center on WoWo 1190 AM, 107.5 FM. Depend on it.
Welcome back, folks. It's the 5 o'clock hour here on the Pat Miller Program. Brian Davis is in there in the news newsroom, checking all of his sources and working along with our partners in news, ABC 21, as we try to figure out if they're going to bring this standoff on Lillian Avenue. They're in the 500 block of Lillian Avenue. A gentleman that the police were after because of a domestic difficulty. He has barricaded himself in a house with three children. SWAT is there. When we know more, you'll know more. Let's do this, as is our choice every Tuesday at this time. In the 5 o'clock hour, we go to the nation's capital inside the Beltway. He is the White House correspondent for Real Clear Politics, Philip Wegman. Philip, good afternoon to you, young man.
Good afternoon, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Hey, by the way, very smart move on your part today. Where just a little over 30 minutes ago, I looked up to Fox News, which is here in our studio, and saw you on with Neil Cavuto. I think it's a very smart move, you know, to go with a lightweight like Neil for a while, you know, just to kind of get yourself ready before you come onto the program.
Yeah, you got to warm up somehow.
You know, and just let's just come to a conclusion right now, can we? I am so full of crap. It's just unbelievable. No, but it's always good to see you on there with Fox News, and you always do a great job for them, as you do for us. So inside the Beltway, let me ask you about one thing. I want to talk to you a little bit about Major League Baseball and infrastructure and the whole bit. But this crazy infrastructure bill, here's what I love. We're talking about raising the corporate tax rates quite a bit. In fact, about a third, 33% increase. Nuts, absolutely nuts. According to the administration and Secretary of the Treasury, Yellen, the answer is for her to convince other nations, other industrialized countries, to raise their corporate levels similar to what we're doing. So when we raise ours, when companies get mad and want to leave, they won't leave because it'd be just as high somewhere else. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, that doesn't create any incentive for other nations to find loopholes, to cheat, to give sweetheart deals. If you have a hard time dealing with Republicans who are dug in the House of Representatives and the Senate, good luck getting the Germans to raise their rate and self-police along with so many others. I think it's interesting. We have seen the World Trade Organization fail to rein in China. We have seen a number of these global alliances not live up to their promise. And once again, rather than fix things here in our country, you see the administration look to a global solution. I think that I don't want to make too much of this, but this is very similar to, you know, the Obama administration when they saw themselves not just as administrators of the United States, yeah, but also as sort of moving the United States back onto a world stage in the way that they saw it. And, you know, it's not a stretch to say that President Obama saw himself and saw himself as having a responsibility as a global citizen. Once again, this is a move in that direction.
Yeah, and I mean, it's so insane. Let's say, for an example, we don't need this $2 trillion bill that they're throwing out there, and so they need to figure out a way to finance it. Let's say we don't need it. And let's just say that our tax levels are fine right where they are. What if it had been Venezuela or Greece a few years back or some other countries? What if they had come to our Congress and said, guys, we're in a mess. It's of our own doing. We're in a mess and we're sorry, but we can get out of it if you'll just take your corporate tax rates and bump them up 7%, because here's what we're afraid. We're afraid 10 or 20 of our top companies are going to want to move a large portion or all of their companies, their manufacturing, whatever it is they do, move it to the United States. Please raise your corporate taxes so they won't do that. On what planet would that make sense?
I don't think it would. What's interesting is you have an administration which says at one moment that it is responsible to do $1.9 trillion worth of stimulus spending through the American Rescue Package, and then in the next moment, they say, we need to raise taxes. They seem to be saying it is acceptable to deficit spend by trillions of dollars, and we think that the interest rates are going to remain low for an extended period of time, oh, also, by the way, we need to raise taxes. This administration, they don't believe in modern monetary theory, which is the idea that you can just print your way out of a mess, but they're flirting with it when their default is to spend this much money so freely. And so it's one of these things where, you know, either you can afford to spend with abandon or you can't. Because if you can afford to spend with abandon, why bother with the tax increases?
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to write this down, Philip, in your little reporter notebook and date it and put my name next to it that on this date, at this time, I told you this. We can't afford this. This new stimulus bill, this $2+ trillion thing they're trying to shove through, not only will it cause us to have to print more money, but the entire budget of the $2+ trillion will all have to be new money. Do we have any idea what that's going to do to the current value of the dollar? And on top of all that, there's nobody new in this administration, okay, except maybe Mayor Pete as transportation. Everybody else has been around forever. Janet Yellen's been around forever. Schumer's been forever. Pelosi's been forever. You've got Biden, who's been in Washington. He's been breathing Washington air longer than more people have been alive. Okay, so these people are not new. Why are they doing such stupid rookie things?
Well, put yourself in the shoes of the National Economic Council that is advising Joe Biden right now. Like you said, a lot of those same folks grew up during the Obama years. And what did they hear from Republicans nonstop during the early 2010s? It was, we can't keep spending like this. We are headed towards insolvency. They saw and they internalized those fears. And then, because in the decades since, those fears have not materialized, they have essentially said, you were wrong. We are not facing malaise. We don't have a problem with inflation. Yeah. We can control this. But the problem that you'll hear from, you know, some economists, others very much have bought into the idea that you can continue to spend and that government is the driver of growth. Others will say, look, that is an incredibly short-sighted view. Just because you haven't had a crisis in a decade doesn't mean that what we have seen occur in other nations throughout the last century doesn't apply to the United States. And I think that Rich Lowry, the editor of National Review, made a really good point. We talk about trillions. We talk about billions. It's hard to actually quantify what that money means, but you've got $1.9 trillion with the American Rescue Package. You've got a proposed $2 trillion, which is likely to grow. Combine those numbers, and we're looking at almost the entire federal budget of 2020. We are spending money at an unprecedented rate. But here's the thing, and you know this better than most, those Republicans who promised fiscal austerity in the minority never delivered in the majority. And so either they never believed it or they just don't have the stomach to see it through. And frankly, I don't have much patience for any Republican who says, oh, well, we need to be responsible. You aren't responsible.
The first 2 years of the Trump administration, they legislatively should have locked this down, which they could have done. Look, Ronald Reagan said, look, lower the tax rate, you'll increase tax revenues because you'll have more taxpayers. And it happened. And then what happened? We left it. Okay, under Clinton, we left it. Then Trump said, okay, lower the tax rates on corporations. Manufacturing will come back. You know, and of course, President Obama, well, what does he think, he has a magic wand? You know, well, he must have because it worked. And now we're getting ready to shove them all back out of the country again. And the answer for this administration is to raise corporate taxes around the globe so it won't be worth it for people to move. So we'll still be in a malaise. We'll still be beating up companies, and they'll still be having to let millions of people go from their jobs. But that's okay because they can't go get jobs anywhere else either. That is just stupid to me. I did not talk to you about this before I got you on the air. Is it way too much to ask you to hang on for a minute?
Not at all.
Here's what I need to do. I need to take a quick break. You and I need to talk baseball. When's the last time, Philip, you and I talked baseball?
I don't think we have.
It's been a while. Okay, we are back, and we go to the phone lines. Our great friend from Real Clear Politics sits there, Philip Wegman. Philip, hey, thanks for hanging over with us.
Thanks for having me, Pat.
Okay, so here we go. Never thought I'd see the day when the lead guy at the White House for Real Clear Politics and I on the Pat Miller program would be discussing baseball. But here we go. You know, there are trick plays in baseball, okay? But this Atlanta stunt that the people of the woke baseball league are playing here, just how dumb is this? I mean, that they're punishing Georgia, specifically Atlanta, because Georgians have said, we didn't like the mess that happened in Georgia in the last election. We need to make sure that we've got integrity in our elections. And so the world is saying, fine, we're going to rip away $100 million of revenue and your stature as a leading sports town. We're going to rip it all away. How on earth does that make sense?
It's a question that not just Republicans in Georgia are asking, but also the Democratic Senate delegation. You've got both Ossoff and Warnock, the two new senators from Georgia, who are opposing this move. You know who also opposes this?
Uh-huh.
Stacey Abrams.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because when you pull the All-Star game out of Georgia, you're harming the Atlanta suburbs, which happens to be a Democratic stronghold. And this is not as clean of a play as the Biden White House expected. Major League Baseball, I think, has likely stepped in this, because when you move out of Georgia, the question becomes, where are you moving it to?
Yeah, and when you move to a place where their voting laws are perhaps even slightly more repressive, according to Democrats, if they'd look at it, than what's happened in Georgia, you know, Stacey Abrams, as you said, she says, I'm disappointed the MLB is relocating the All-Star game. I don't want to see Georgia families hurt by lost events and jobs. And then she kind of grabbed the handle of the knife and twisted a little deeper. She said, Georgians targeted by voter suppression will be hurt as opportunities go to other states. Well, then you and your Democrat friends should have sat down and thought about that, Stacey.
It's an interesting situation, because regardless of whether you're a fan of the president or you don't like him, the fact is he got it wrong when he was talking about the law in Georgia.
Yep.
He said that it was going to make it more difficult for people to vote because at 5 o'clock, that's when the polls close, right as people were getting off of work. Problem is, that's not true. Georgia extended voting hours from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. Plus, there are 17 days of early voting. There are other changes as well that Democrats, you know, have reason to quibble with. Absolutely. But to call this Jim Crow or Jim Eagle, as President Biden did, it is really, that stretches the meaning of that term. And so there are real world consequences to this. I mean, you have Biden who condemns the law in Georgia. Then he is asked by ESPN whether he would support Major League Baseball moving out of Atlanta for the All-Star game. And he says, I would support it. But the thing is, when you're the president, when you're the leader of the free world, when you are the leader of a government that allows Major League Baseball to exist because of an exemption to antitrust law, your word goes a long way.
Yeah.
And so this is a big mess. The White House got caught in a rundown.
Yeah. And I want one other thing. I want Rob Manfred, who is the CEO of MLB, I want him to do away with his membership at the Augusta Golf Club. He is a member of the club where the Masters will be held this week. He's a card-carrying member. It happens to be in Georgia. I don't think he's going to give that up very soon, do you?
No, and you saw Senator Marco Rubio call on him to do that. And why? Because it immediately shows the hypocrisy and the inconsistency. When I was at the White House last week, I asked Jen Psaki, you know, the president said that, you know, the president weighed in on Major League Baseball pulling out of Atlanta. What about the Olympics that are set for Beijing, given that the president has said the Chinese president doesn't have a democratic bone in his body. Jen didn't like that question. She said that I wasn't listening to an earlier answer, which wasn't true. She said that Biden had not weighed in, which is contrary to fact. But this shows exactly the problem here.
Yep.
If you are going to draw a line in the sand and say that what is happening in Georgia is despicable, well, then you better be able to apply that standard and uphold it elsewhere, because there's no democracy going on in China. And just today, we heard from the State Department that the United States is actually considering whether or not they should pull out of the Beijing Olympics.
I don't think Biden has the cojones to do that. I'm just going to be honest with you.
I'm not sure if he does, but like, this is the conversation. And what's interesting about all of this is it's not just about baseball. Instead, this is occurring at a moment when you have Republicans who are wondering if it was such a good idea for them to be so close to Chamber of Commerce types. You have Republicans who are warming to the idea of fighting back against corporations. Delta condemned Georgia's election laws, and so Georgia Republicans said, all right, fine, we're not going to give you a tax break on jet fuel. Yeah. Texas is considering something else. Yeah. You have Republicans questioning whether or not baseball should have an antitrust exemption. And I think that this is sort of this moment where Republicans are saying, wait a minute, these corporations are, you know, moving much farther to the left. Why are we, trying to, you know, help them in any way? And, Mitch McConnell gave a warning just yesterday when he said that corporations should not act as a woke parallel government. I think this is actually a bigger deal than it sounds.
Which was a great line, by the way. In fact, I'll tell you one thing. Philip, I am really sorry. I got to run. We're late for the news. Philip, thank you so much, and thanks for hanging over with me.
Hey, have a good one, Pat.
Yeah, look, if we are any more woke, we'll be brain dead, okay?
Podcasts by Federated Media. Podcasts by Federated Media.